President Bush used a speech at a nuclear plant in Maryland today to push his domestic agenda. Among other things, he talked about his plans to change the Social Security system. On that issue and others, NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr says the president is in political trouble.
For President Bush, this begins to look like the summer of his discontent. His 60-day, 60-city Social Security tour, in which he invested a lot of his political capital, fell flat. Especially his proposal for personal accounts, which a White House memo had called one of the most important conservative undertakings of modern times. Yesterday, the president, while not formally withdrawing the personal account plan, encouraged Senator Robert Bennett to go forward with legislation addressing other aspects of the Social Security problem. And key House Republicans started doing just that. The nomination of John Bolton as United Nations ambassador remains blocked by a filibuster in the Senate, Mr. Bush facing the unpleasant prospect of having to make a temporary recess appointment. But for the president, who looks to his legacy while the Congress looks to the election next year, a major and growing headache is the war in Iraq. In what may indicate a turning point, opinion polls show a majority of Americans turning against the war. Vice President Dick Cheney may say the insurgency is in its last throes, as Mr. Bush 2 years ago said, mission accomplished, but most Americans no longer buy this kind of happy talk. As the killing in Iraq goes on, Democrats have begun to lose their timidity about challenging what Senator Dianne Feinstein calls Bush's war. They have started demanding that the president define what Senator Joseph Biden calls benchmarks and goals. The White House responds with some justice that any kind of fixed date may only embolden the insurgents and scare the Baghdad government. As he contemplates his options, which could include a temporary reinforcement of American troops in an effort at a knockout blow against the insurgents, Mr. Bush must be aware that his hopes for a democratic Middle East are in danger, and so is his legacy. This is Daniel Schorr.